Carter, can you hear me all right, my friend?
I just got the headset on backwards.
Oh, he's got it on backwards. Okay, let's try that again.
There we go.
There you are. Carter Rigby now joining us, assistant coach of the Prince George Cougars, joining us in the PG Office System post-game show. And Riggs, another battle here tonight. And, wow, that's got to feel so good. You know, going up 3-0 or being down 2-1, such a big difference, and now a win away. That's got to feel unbelievable.
Yeah, it's huge. We talked this morning. Obviously, we knew they were going to push, and that was probably their best effort overall of the three games so far. So we knew it was going to come, and I thought we fought the puck for most of the night, but we stuck with it, and Rav was there to back us up. And, you know, it was huge. We only had the one power play before overtime, and we get a chance there, and we make it count. So, huge game for everybody for sure. Like you said, go up 3 is a lot different than 2-1.
Yeah, let's talk about Arsenian Isimov. I mean, he didn't even know what to do after he fired that puck. He was, I don't know if he was in shock or just excitement, but what a kid, first and foremost, and probably the biggest goal of his life.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. Coaches are standing in the back there waiting for the boys to come off and waiting for Arson. There's Yak waiting for him at the end of the tunnel. And just those two sitting there with a big hug. And you kind of wonder what goes through those two's heads. You know, they're best of friends. And Ars is so excited. And yeah, he's had such a good year. And you look at everything, obviously, coming over last year, not knowing a lick of English, 16, 17 this year. You know, and for seven, we forget sometimes he's so young, I think, out there, and he does so much for this group. To see him get rewarded like that was huge.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a big void, right? You know, with Carson out and Arseni goes on that top unit. I know he's had a lot of power play time this year, but it's an elevated role. It's more magnified in the playoffs, and I was talking with Mark about it prior. Like, it just seems like he's just taking it with flying colors.
Yeah, he's a kid that wants to learn and wants to get better every day. We say all the time, I don't think we've ever seen a harder worker in junior. You know, he's so dedicated to his craft. He's dedicated on and off the ice, as you know. And, you know, it's you root for those kids. You root for every kid. But the kids that, you know, put the time in, that do everything, do the extra. He's up at 6 in the morning doing university courses over in Russia and, you know, doesn't waste a time a day. And, yeah, huge for Ars, like you said. And, you know, he's playing big minutes, obviously, with Carson gone and on both sides of special teams. That whole back end is obviously, you know, Carson's our leader back there and carries a lot of the load. And, you look at tonight too with the penalties we took, and how many of those guys took penalties are a PK guy. So that just adds to the workload for sure. I don't know.
You're fired up.
Glad to win.
Yeah, that's a great win. And yeah, you mentioned like maybe fighting it a little bit, but you stuck right with them like the entire night. I know they had their looks. You had Josh there. I thought their goalie was great tonight too. But it just seemed like a pretty good road game for a team that, you know, is, you know, coming off. It's a quick turnaround after game two. It seemed like a exhibit A of a gritty kind of gutty road win here tonight.
Yeah, it definitely players meet a little stressful on the coaches at times. You look at the amount of turnovers we had tonight and guarantee there's more turnovers tonight than there was in the first two games. And but for the most part, we stuck with our game. We stuck with it. PK was great. You know, just finding a way. At this time of year, you got to find a way. You're looking for your hero. You're looking for different people to step up. Details are everything. And yeah, you hope to get a chance in the power play, especially with the way our two groups move the puck. And, you know, both of them getting on the board tonight's huge. So it... happy, cool.
Yeah,
happy.
Me too. We keep talking about Dawson Seitz, Riley Ash, and Coy Funk, and they just continue to create havoc out there. I mean, they keep going out there and they keep generating. Like Coy Funk, I thought he was going to win the game there late in the third period.
He was on
had a
the
great
wrong
look.
Side. If he was on the left,
okay,
that was it.
There you go. Yeah, but that line, like, it just seems like on a nightly basis they just work, and work. And I was just saying, like, I think it's got to be just a matter of time before they start getting rewarded.
For sure, and they play such a hard style too, with how much physicality they bring. And you look at that line, and you know, if you're the other team looking over and you look at your, you know, so-called fourth line, you got a 20-year-old, a 19-year-old, and a 17-year-old that are all big bodies that can skate and finish on you. So they're a tough matchup for sure. You know, all three games they've helped us and carried a lot of the play and a lot of that physicality. And you know, you respect the players that go out there and play the way they do. And you know, they're great teammates too. They know they're not gonna, you know, get out there all the time or such, but when they're out, like they have been the last three games, they're such a big part of our game and our forecheck and our physicality. And like you said, it's only a matter of time. There's, you know, Asher can rip the puck, Funkers always can score off the rush, and Sightsey's as skilled as anybody in the league. So they've been, you know, plunking away here, and yeah, but they're getting chances at the end of the day, which is huge. And You know, one of them's going to go in here shortly again for him, I guarantee.
Yeah, hard-earned off day, I think, right, before you gear up for game four and a chance to put the series on ice and get it done in four. It's got to be nice to get a day to kind of reset everything. And, again, it was a quick turnaround, so it got to be probably nice to get a day and reset and move forward.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just catch up on some sleep.
Yeah.
You know, you look at it's a quick turnaround Saturday, leave right after that game, and yeah, it's 14 hours of, you know, sleep, you want to call it, but it's still bus sleep. And, you know, quick turnaround, we're in the game here tonight, everyone else is playing tomorrow, so we'll get you know, some much deserved rest tonight, maybe get on the ice tomorrow for a little twirl, then get right back at her here Wednesday.
If there's a goalie that's not out, I'm good to go in if we need.
You're
again
ready?
I'm ready. I'll last longer than 20 seconds or however long I was out there. I think it was 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah. I got pretty tired.
We'll say it was 10.
Okay, let's go with 10. Let's go with 10. Carter Rigby, congrats on a great win tonight, my friend. That was awesome. And well-earned so-called off day, but reset.
For the play-by-play guy.
Yes, well, yeah.
Enjoy your off day.
Yeah. Carter Rigby in our post-game show. Appreciate his time, as always.